And I want to present our work here. It was measuring the fiber perimeter for breeding programs using the fiber maturity tester. And that might be, may complement your presentation in the beginning. When I look at breeding usually for fiber quality, we are breeding for fiber length, tenacity, and micromere. But as we have already heard, the micromere is a combination of the perimeter and the maturity. And while this is a combination, then breeding for micromere might be misleading. And as a breeder, I must deal with the problem. The fiber development starts at entesis. And then we have two stages. On the first stage, we have most of the elongation, and really the perimeter is determined. And that lasts for about 14 days from the beginning. On the second stage, we can see that there is only slight enlargement in length. The secondary wall is built and the fiber is really matured. Those two stages are controlled by different genes and are therefore two separate biological traits that must be treated differently. If we look at the fiber cross section and its terminology, we can see the wall thickness here, the wall area, the perimeter around, and the diameter. Those all combine also to the circularity, which is the area of the fiber of the cellulose divided by the circular, the area of the circle. Okay. The relation and the quantitative relation between them was given in this publication, and we can see that the fiber cross section, the per perimeter is P, A, the wall area, theta is the circularity, the micromere is given by that, and the maturity is a linear function of the theta. Then we can see that if we want to use an FMT, we must have the relation, another formula. And we must have the formula for the perimeter as a function of the micromere and the maturity. We can derive it from the given formulas here, and this it is. We can draw this formula, and we'll have the picture here. We can see that using the first formula, we can draw the relation between the maturity, the perimeter, and the micromere. And this is the perimeter, here is the micromere, and here is the maturity. And here is the whole picture. Those are the micromere lines. We can see that the micromere lines are neither linear nor parallel. But if we take the relevant range only, which is here, we can see that the irrelevant range, they might be assumed as linear and parallel. And when we take that picture, again, that is the perimeter, the maturity, the micromere lines, we can see that large perimeter immature fiber, and on the other side, small perimeter mature fiber, might have the same perimeter of form. And we have several methods to measure the maturity. We have a diarrheometer, we have APHIS, macroscopic methods, macroscopic computerized methods, fiber maturity tester, near infrared, X-ray, and more. But for our breeding programs, we need to measure thousands of samples in a short time between the harvest and the planting. And therefore, we have decided to use the maturity, the fiber maturity tester, the FMT. This is the FMT we use, with the old one, the one which we could afford. But the FMT is fast and affordable, but have some limitations. First, it was not calibrated for the extra long staple fibers which we are using in the study. Actually, we don't have calibration fibers for the FMT at all. And the FMT and the APHIS are calibrated for maturity ratio and not for theta. although we have seen that there is a linear relation between the theta and the maturity ratio, but this is still questionable. To overcome the calibration problem, we need a special procedure. All the samples were taken from replicated trails. Known cultivars were included in the trails as references. Analysis of variance were then performed. The LSD, least significant difference, was calculated. And the data was standardized to LSD units. And at the end, the new entries were compared with the known reference cultivars. Okay, we have to validate this procedure. And in validation A, we see that our Israel Seeds non-calibrated FMT measurements have significant correlations with the AFIS aerometer, HVI, a single instrument micronerve, as you can see it here. We can see here that you have the single instrument micronerve and you have the micronerve here. We can see that the HVI and the FMT are almost the same. The aerometer gave us lower figures, but in the same directions. If you look at the maturity, we can see also that the AFIS, and here's the FMT, the AFIS was with good correlation with the results which we have got. The aerometer was questionable in that question. If we have to validate then the breeding quality of this method. And you see that the perimeter difference between cultivars as measured with the FMT are repeatable and consistent, as you can see here. We can see that we have four cultivars over 12 environments. And we took the environment perimeter mean here and the cultivar perimeter mean here. And we can see that the difference between the different cultivars are consistent over environment. It means that it is a property of the cultivar and you can breed for it. And if it's so, let us see the breeding result, the breeding results. Let's look and say that was the first stage, which we call the pist areas. We have started in our old variety, F27177, and at the first stage, we have reduced the perimeter without affecting the maturity. The micronerve was much lower, as you can see, but the maturity remains the same. Then we went to P8. This is now the major PMAC cotton in Israel. And we can see that we have raised a little bit the perimeter. It's still much lower than this one, and we have raised the maturity. And then we can see all the way down here to P11, which had the same perimeter as the PF15, but the same micronerve as F177, but much, much, much higher maturity. Then we went to stage two. In stage two, what you call the East areas, we've started with P8, which we have already seen before. Here is the PF15, which we have seen. E5 is equal to P11, which we have seen before. And we did a very long way from P8 downward to E1 here. And we can see that there is only very slight reduction in micronerve, but much bigger improvement in maturity and much finer fiber, as you can see from the perimeter here. And this is clearly advancement of the fiber and the quality of the fiber. And for the future, we have the other stage. We have started here with this is the slide which you have seen before, okay? The range of stage two. And these are new ones, which we can see that we have further reduced the perimeter, increased the maturity, and the micronerve is still in the acceptable range of the fiber. So that's the way fiber mature for the future, which we are still working on, developing new varieties. I will appreciate any comment or help or cooperation that can I find from the public here. And thank you very much.
Thank you. We have a few minutes for questions. Do you have any questions? So how do you check the stability of the instrument? Because I don't check it.
I don't check the instrument. I always work on relative results. It's always taken from replicated experiments and always statistically analyzed against controls, against reference varieties.
But say that if your instrument really drifts a lot with the time, you know, you're not afraid that you may have some problems?
I am afraid that I may have some problems. But up to now, I see that it works.
Why not using just one cotton? Any cotton doesn't matter. Just to check that it's stable across, you know, your program, you know, for several years.
It won't help me. It won't help me. What I'll do if I say that it drifts? I have nothing to do. This is the cottons I have. They were taken for the experiments which I have. And I have to decide which cultivars getting on and which to reject. That's all. And it always depends on the relative results. And I overcome all the problem of calibration and absolute results.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. So now it's time for the break.